The Rob DePiro Eastern Report is sponsored by the tastiest, largest burger, what is now landmark status. That's right, Eastport's Triangle Pub, been around 30 years, you know, and it's current ownership. And family-owned and operated, everything they got there. Nightly dinners, taproom specials, NFL, the whole thing. Full menu. Best seafood around, by the way. I've eaten there. Eastport's Triangle Pub. Our own Robert DePiro. And we say a very good morning, sir. How are you?
How are you this morning, Mr. Oliver? Do you you ever get the impression that the glory days of the Jets and the Mets have kind of went by the wayside, that it's time for the, now that the Yankees and the Giants have reclaimed New York? Of course, you know, the Jets' success was a blink of an eye a couple of years back. The Mets were on top of the world for about 10 seconds. And it seems like for the past 20 years, the Giants seem to always right the ship. And you can see they're going to be righted for quite a while. The Yankees are back on top. Seems like we're Groundhog's Day for like 30 years with our New York teams.
Even though the Giants, I kind of question in recent years, still do. But it's all how it's run at the top. Listen, the Mets can't get out of their own way. We know how that organization is run. And look how the Jets, same old Jets, same old Jets. In fact, you're telling me you are going to allow, now it's going to be up to the quarterback if he wants to play or not. But you're telling me you're going to allow this 22-year-old to don the pads with a spleen that is not yet right, overcoming mononucleosis and everything else. You're going to allow this kid? You're going to give him the okay to get on the field? Are you kidding? See, this is the difference between a good organization and a bad organization, okay?
Now,
this kid should not be allowed to play this week. First of all, they're 0-3. Who cares about the Jets anyway? They're going to go 3-13 on the year. Nobody cares right now what's going to happen with this Jet team, but this Donald, Sam Donald, should not be allowed to play. No reason for him to play this week, okay?
And
no,
very quickly,
reason,
before we
no
begin.
Reason, no reason to get on that field this week against the Eagles with an enlarged spleen. I don't care what kind of pads you have on and safety and everything else. This kid should not be allowed to play this Sunday in Philadelphia.
And, Jay? Very quickly, before we wrap this up, there's a book called The Bears that chronicles the 85 Bears season. And speaking of ruptured spleens, there's a chapter where Jim McMahon is throwing up blood on the sidelines, and Mike Ditka sends him back in. And after the game, turned out that he had a ruptured spleen, and he was playing.
Listen. Could be life-threatening. You could take a shot there. And I don't care what kind of pads you got there in that rib cage. You don't allow that. And see, that's the difference. The point I'm trying to make is good organizations start at the top, okay? The bad ones, they don't have the top because they're not equipped to make organizational decisions to make you successful. That's what the Mets and the – see, you got me started with the Mets and the Jets.
Sorry about that. Let's hope that the Islanders' glory days aren't over now that it seems like the Rangers have a good young team about to emerge. So on we go.
Are you going to see the Joker tonight, Rob?
No, I heard you. I'm really debating that one. Maybe I'll just wait till someone films it, you know, and maybe, you know, they video it with their little phone. Then I could just hook it up to my TV, and that's probably going to be the way I go with it.
All right, so Rob's going to go into the black market and bootleg a copy there. All right, we'll see how that goes. All right, let's get into it. Let's get into a couple of things, sir. This whole thing with this Thomas Murphy and the attorney—they're trying to, you know, get these prosecutors off the case, saying a little bit too tight with the McMorris family. You know, enough already. Let's get this trial underway. Thomas Murphy turned down a plea deal, and you know, you were drunk, you got in your car, you mowed down a 12-year-old, you killed him. That's what it is. You know, the blood alk level doesn't lie and everything else. You know, that's the bottom line here. I don't want to hear who's aligned with the family, who's not. Enough of this. The apologies, Are you letting it in, and are you not letting it in the core? I don't want to hear about it. Let's just get this thing on the way and face the music, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, pretty much, Jay. The only thing that makes sense to me is that more than likely, Thomas Murphy, once he goes into jail, depending on what the sentence, and you got to figure at this point, he's getting the maximum, whatever the maximum is these days, he's more 50-50 shot that he will die in prison, given his age and the length of what the judge will probably hand out. So anything related to this story at this point with a new attorney, and you guys covered it earlier, it's just delay tactics. Are they looking for anything and everything they can think of? 100%. They're going to be like a heat-seeking missile looking for this. Are they friendly? The prosecutor friendly with such and such, you know, with this member of the family? But again, I think I mentioned this was a couple weeks ago. Being that that's the strategy, they're going to be looking for any technicality they can, anything that's prejudicing the jury. I would not recommend that those the Boy Scouts show up in Boy Scout uniforms in that court case. I mean, I know it, you know, it made sense everywhere else, but you can bet your bottom dollar the defense will feast right on that. As soon as that trial ends, that will be the first mistrial charge that, you know, that the jury sees Boy Scout uniforms, which they would claim is an unfair, you know, advantage to the prosecution.
I don't want to hear it. That's silly. That's silly. It has nothing to do with it. You know, get Murphy in front of the jury and state the case and everything else. This guy got into a two-ton bullet, okay, and mowed down a group of people killing a 12-year-old, and he was drunk. He got off the golf course at Swan Lake. He got off that golf course. You know, he had a couple of vodka tonics, got into that car. Nobody stopped him. Nobody stopped him, put the key in the ignition, and he went on his merry way. Now he's got to face the music, okay? Got to face the music. There's too many would-be alterations trying to be made here in this case, and I'm damn sick of it, okay? I don't want to hear about did he apologize, not apology, apologize, are they allowing it in? I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that Sini and company's too close to the McMorris family. I don't want to hear that either. Nothing to do with the case. Nothing to do with the case. This is nothing but courtroom jockeying, okay? Let's just get this guy in front of jurors and let justice be made here, okay? That's the bottom line to me. Bottom line.
And,
let's just get it done.
Jay, you almost have to wonder, is the next thing you're going to hear from the defense is that he wasn't even the driver. I mean, it's just amazing. I've never seen a case like this before where it was at the finish line and then the defense has been recoiling left and right.
I don't know. Rob DePiro, Eastern Report. What's the deal going on with the helicopters and everything else here? Alter the routes and everything else. I know there was a little bit of is there a public forum? Was that already performed in Riverhead yet? What's the latest there?
That was Tuesday night, I believe, or Wednesday night up at Riverhead Town Hall. It was a member of the Eastern Region Helicopter Council. They sent Jeff Smith over. And as we've talked about this over and over, you could say this was a different type of dog and pony show. They had that, what was it? It would almost, they said, described it as a school type fair back 6 months ago when the residents thought they were going to address the members of the FAA, and the FAA just were at different tables explaining things. You never really got to ask them anything. So they sent the sacrificial lamb basically to get screamed at. Again, the areas of Riverhead, to Laurel, Aquapog, Jamesport, you have all these South Fork helicopter services that have been increasing more and more. And for the first time, the residents actually spoke of the dangers of a potential catastrophe in the sky over land. And I think, I don't know if you have a cut from Laurel resident Tracy Levy, who is fuming at the microphone.
All right, let's play that cut. Let's see what happened there.
That Jeff is paying nothing but lip service to the people of the North Fork. He is lying to them about how helicopters are flying. These pilots are cowboys. They are buzzing our homes. They have no respect whatsoever for the residents of the North Fork. And he talks about flying neighborly. There is no such thing. They are not utilizing all water routes. They should be utilizing the Atlantic route. Our homes in Jamesport, in Matatuck, in Laurel, in all of the areas that were spoke about tonight are being assaulted. We are a doormat for the Hamptons.
What it is. It really is. Listen, Rocky Point as well. Listen, it's just window dressing, this nonsense, having this type of forum. They're never going to do anything about it. They're trying to appease, okay, by showing up, answering a couple of questions, and then leaving. Nobody's going to do anything about it. Nobody ever has. The President of the United States can't even alter the route of the FAA. They do as they wish, okay? It's never going to change, and quite frankly, it's a disgrace. And every official who gets up there and says, you know what, we're going to get this done, we're going to look into it, and I don't want to hear it anymore. Enough is enough, all right? Too many people affected by this. This has been going on for over a decade now, okay? Over a decade now.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's really not much more to add to that. We talked about the that big Republicans and Democrats, for God's sakes, united at Iron Pier Beach in Jamesport back on a very wickedly cold, windy day right at the on the Long Island Sound in Jamesport. When you have now in these days Republicans and Democrats standing next to each other, uniting against this foe, this basically it's their enemy. That's how you know that the FAA ignoring the situation has reached ridiculous levels.
Really has. Rob DePiro, the East End Report. What's the latest regarding vaping here? What's going on with the vaping stuff?
Well, you have been well aware of, you know, what's been happening across the country with the vaping situation. You hear accounts where the vapes have been altered with other substances that have affected the younger people. Also, though, the older people now are also showing up with respiratory illnesses, and there's no report of those vapes, those jewels, as they call them, being altered. So there is a huge, there's been a huge problem, and now out on the East End, sooner or later, is going to happen. Two adults who have been vaping for quite some time, and by that I mean 5 years is all it's been around, I believe, admitted to Stony Brook Southampton Hospital, Jay, acute respiratory failure. So New York State, as you've mentioned, implementing that ban on the flavored e-cigarette cartridges. They're trying to, you know, increase that. But now the East End School District's getting on board with a massive education campaign. There is a problem with the teenagers that are going into the bathrooms and vaping. I'm well aware that they are well aware of that. Why else would they really conduct this education forum in the schools itself? So once they started putting the flavors out like 5-6 years ago, I remember hearing about that. And I remember I was in Southampton Village and I walked past a group of they weren't even older teens, and they described mine's spearmint, mine's peppermint, mine's bubble gum. And I'm like, I don't think this is going to work out very well.
No, and it hasn't. You got a 19-year-old now suing suing Juul, one of the big manufacturers of this stuff. Listen, we have nobody to blame but ourselves here. Listen, the tobacco industry was the same way decades ago. Surgeon General and everything else on the boxes of this stuff. You could go into the pharmaceutical industry as far as letting big pharma and companies do as they wish. Same thing here. There's been no regulation and everything else. All of a sudden, did somebody have an epiphany and say, you know what, we got to ban this stuff? Well, do you know why? Because look what it's doing out there. Because now what happens is this stuff gets onto the streets, the black markets and everything else. You don't know what you're using here. You're using an excess of THC. That has been the common denominator with those who are suffering here. You know, the 15 deaths and the 700 plus with lung illnesses, okay? You could certainly attribute the fact that this stuff is on the street. And when you have stuff like this on the street, you have trouble. That's what's going on here. This is the same thing that has happened to each industry I just mentioned. And you go back about 2-3 decades ago, even with smoking and tobacco and everything else, okay? Same pattern here. And that is the issue here. We're not regulating enough, okay? This was a disaster, a recipe for disaster, going back a couple of years as far as vaping is concerned.
And, Jay, this comes from the Southampton Press, which did a comprehensive, great story on this topic. It says almost 40% of 12th grade students and 27% of high school students have vaped in New York in 2018. The main culprit, flavored e-liquid. And they said, the same article says, there's 81 cases of lung infections in New York State, and 17% of those were teenagers. And that reflects the ratio nationwide.
There's no filters on a lot of this stuff. It's a big problem. It was a waiting disaster to happen. Okay, now you're going to have lawsuits and everything else. And listen, it is what it is. That's what this industry has become, unfortunately. And now they want to do something about it. So good luck with that.
Hats off to the school districts for getting involved now, doing an education program.
No doubt. Rob DePure, Eastern Report. What else we got here? Anything going on? What's happening over at the vineyards in Aquabog last week? Talk to me about that.
That one I do not see in front of me, but actually, yes, that's going to be the Heidi's Angels. Sorry about that. If you remember the situation, the tragic situation with South Jamesport, longtime South Jamesport resident Brian Simonson. He's an NYPD detective, shot and killed in the line of duty, responding to the cell phone robbery in Queens. He is going to be honored at that vineyard on October 17th. The organization is named Heidi's Angels, and they honor someone each year. Detective Simonson will be honored posthumously at that dinner, and the organization was based after Heidi Bear, who was a very good EMT. She was very young. She was killed when a car ran into their ambulance in Aquabog in 2005. So that's a cool thing that they will be doing at the vineyards coming up probably about 2 weeks from now. And those ribbons are still up, by the way, in South Jamesport. Going way back to the days to the funeral, they have blue ribbons that are still tied to trees and telephone poles that where you approach South Jamesport Avenue and even down South Jamesport Avenue to honor Detective Simonson.
Yep, no question. Another tough incident this past week with Officer Brian Mulkeen. Friendly fire is there as well. Robert, well done. Did we miss anything? I think we covered the gambit there. Rob's report. By the way, go ahead.
Well, Jay, I had to look twice at the high school football standings, and am I looking at this right? Your Rocky Point is 3-0 as we speak, a team picked to finish last by Newsday in their league.
Yeah, it's an aberration. They'll probably end up 3-6. We don't have the players and everything else. We've had an easy schedule. We'll see what happens. 3-0, though, give them credit. But I don't expect it to last, okay? I don't expect the Eagles to soar to an undefeated season, sir.
Hey, I got a quick upset in the Major League Baseball playoffs. I'm going to call for the Tampa Bay Rays to knock off the Houston Astros, and let's see what happens.
What happens tonight, Yankees, 7 o'clock. Rob DePiro with the East End Report, sponsored by the Triangle Pub. I'll tell you, if you haven't been to the Triangle Pub, ladies and gentlemen, you don't know what you're missing. One of the best burgers around. They have everything going there, dinner specials, tap room specials. Sundays are great because they have all the games, the NFL, the whole thing there. Full menu, the best seafood around. I am talking about Eastport's own, 30 years plus. Family owned and operated, the Triangle Pub. hub.
And Jay, yeah, just one addition to that, Todd's Chili just added to the menu at the Triangle Pub. People are raving about it.
All righty, gonna have to try the chili. Rob, good weekend, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
See you next week, Jay.